possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The institutions of New Orleans were rocked by Hurricane Katrina and the flooding. Quint Davis with Jazz Fest is, of course, part of one of the great institutions of New Orleans. And Quint joins us on WWL. Quint, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so Jazz Fest, one of the institutions impacted by Katrina. Take us back to those early memories that you have of Hurricane Katrina, and you couldn't, I'm sure as a person, you couldn't help but think that this was going to have an impact on the next Jazz Fest.
Well, we didn't know if we could have it or not. There were a number of things that had to go right in order for that to happen. I mean, we had to have, in order to have a festival, you have to have people, right?
Right.
And there weren't a lot of people in New Orleans. So we had to have the finances in place to do it. We had to have Churchill say that they would fix up the fairgrounds enough for us to do it. We had to find artists that would play, which everybody said yes. And so little by little, the people that work on the festival, some of them didn't have houses to live in. So Sheraton became our sponsor and put people up in the hotel so they could work on the festival until they had their houses again. So it was just all these different things coming together. Determined to have Jazz Fest.
And this, you know, Hurricane Katrina happened at the end of August, and Jazz Fest wasn't going to happen until the following spring, but there is a lot of work that goes into it before the fest. So you knew right away that even next spring, Jazz Fest was going to be impacted by the storm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I say, we didn't know until, I would say, January that we were actually going to be able to do it, which is a late start for us. So one of the first things we looked at, Scoot, was we were going to do, we didn't want to do a cut to, people said, well, why don't you just do a small festival and work your way back up? And we did not want to do that. We wanted a full size Jazz Festival. What we did one less day and one less stage. But when we started calling people, you know, we had Jimmy Buffett and Bruce Springsteen and Dave Matthews Band, always Paul Simon. The greatest lineup probably we've ever had, because as we asked these people, would you come? And you just mentioned it when you talked about Jackson Browne's song, that people wanted to become be part of helping New Orleans come back.
Talk about a couple of conversations you had with some of the artists. You don't have to mention the names, but what was the reception? Obviously, the reception was good because, you know, so many people did, you know, did empathize with what we were going through, and they were eager to help and perform.
Well, that's an interesting story, because when I first talked to Jimmy Buffett, he didn't think that he should do it. He said, if I do it, my people will come. And if New Orleans isn't ready, if the restaurants and the music clubs and everything aren't ready, that won't be good for the city, right? That message will go out.
Right,
so Jimmy,
right.
We have to do the festival. We're going to do the festival. And he said, well, okay then, I'm in. The other one was Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band. He, from the beginning, said, okay, if you're going to do it, I will be there.
How did that feel? You know, people love New Orleans, and so many artists just love performing here in the ambiance of the city and for the New Orleans area and this region. But it had to feel great, Quint, for these artists to be so willing to become part of something that was going to be a comeback celebration to some degree.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the festival hit in two different ways. Inside New Orleans, for us to know that we're kind of back, that everything can happen again. And then outside New Orleans, to send a signal to the world that New Orleans is back open for business again. So we had to get both sides sort of feeling that way. You know what I'm saying?
There had to be times that you weren't sure. There had to be times that even though a lot of things were coming into place, there had to be times that you weren't sure it was going to happen.
No, that's true, that we looked around at other places to go. We didn't have the money to do it. I remember I went to a benefit in New York that Wynton Marsalis was putting on, and Mitchell Andrew, who was the lieutenant governor, I'll never forget this. I said, Mitch, I don't know if we can do this. He said, not having the Jazz Fest is not an option. I never forgot that. He said, if you get to that point, you call me. So, okay, it's not an option. I guess we're going to do it.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks use the permission.
Yeah, it was a great thing to happen. You know, it was just good for the city to feel that that institution was not going away even for 1 year. And there were so many people and so many things, so many institutions displaced and disrupted because of the storm. And the fact that Jazz Fest happened was monumental and very important for the city.
Well, we were shocked at how many people showed up, honestly. A lot of people made that their first time back in New Orleans. So if I'm going to go back to New Orleans, I'm going to go to the Jazz Fest. So we didn't really know what to expect. And that morning, we got a call from the police saying that we have a problem with traffic on Esplanade. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, well, there's people lined up down the street waiting to go into Jazz Fest. And I was like, oh, my gosh. That's probably the most emotional I've got. Wow. When those gates opened and people came in, and the festival was back to life.
And Quint, the city needed it. Those people needed Jazz Fest. It was a great moment for them.
Well, it was for the New Orleans people, and it was for, you know, we have a festival that we can't just hire bands around the country. We have to have hundreds of New Orleans bands in order to put the festival on. And those bands and those people weren't all here. But all of them that we contacted, when we could find them, said, we'll come. We'll come and play. Same thing. We had food vendors who didn't have their restaurants had been wiped out. And they were figuring out how they could rent enough cooking equipment to cook at the field, even though their restaurant wasn't open. I mean, it was monumental, and it was important for everyone who's part of the festival.
Yeah, it had to make you feel good that there was so much emphasis placed on this has to happen.
Yeah, we felt that way. I mean, it's our staff that puts this on is so proud of this festival and will not let this festival down.
Yeah.
I mean, from the carpenters and the plumbers and the electricians up to the people that were booking the talent, everyone was like, we're not going to let this go down.
And Quint, how did the foundation help the city come back?
Well, the foundation owns the festival. People probably don't know this. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival is a nonprofit organization. New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation owns the festival. And so they had to be behind the festival, and they had to help us come along. And you said something really great also at the beginning of this, where you said New Orleans is now better maybe than it was before. And that, you know, I think about the foundation putting on grants and WWOZ, free festivals. I think about all the clubs and all the bands that are back here now, maybe more than ever, new restaurants opening up. I thought that was a great thing that you said, that we're not only just going to make it back to where we were, but we want to make it going further.
Yeah, I do. I see the city today. I believe the city is a better city as a result of Katrina. And again, nobody would wish this on a city, even if you knew the city was going to be better. But we have made the city collectively with us and with those who contributed. And the people who contributed were really important to shaping New Orleans, to bringing it back and shaping the future of the city.
No, the resilience of the people in New Orleans. I mean, we've had, you know, hurricanes over the decades, but nothing like this. The resilience of the people here and their dedication to keeping New Orleans alive. I mean, our cultural institutions require people to be here. You know, gospel choirs, social aid, and pleasure clubs, the St. Joseph parade. You got to have people. That's not just hiring a band. Our cultural institutions require the people of New Orleans to come back and keep their cultural institutions and traditions going.
Well, that's a great
point. They did that. So it was more than just getting bands.
Yeah, that's a really great point. Quint, I appreciate you taking time. Look, I know that you don't call artists at the last minute. Can you give me a hint about anybody that you're thinking about for next year?
Not really.
But you are talking. You got to be talking to people, right?
Oh, yeah, we're working hard. We try to finish our booking by Christmas.
Wow.
Because we announce and go on sale in the middle of January. And then because you got the Christmas vacation, New Year's, Sugar Bowl, all these things going on, Thanksgiving. So we're really pushing really hard in September and October. Last year we had something like 662 groups altogether.
That's amazing.
On 14 stages over 8 days.
That's amazing.
There's a lot to it.
I didn't expect you to tell me, but I had to ask you, though. All right, Quint Davis, Jazz Fest, thank you for spending time with us.
Well, thank you for having me on, and thank you for appreciating the Jazz Fest.
All right, I know you'll do another great job coming up in the spring. All right, Quint Davis with the Jazz Fest, thanks for being with us.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.